Hey, I saw you talking about the Gary Aaron Connolly. Been following him a long time since he was in high school. Ohio State fan, and from what I understand is that case is gone. So unless something changed over the last couple days, I think Connolly's clear. Yeah, I mean, obviously the NFL could always come in and change it on him, right? But I'm not sure that's happening. I thought that he was cleared by the grand jury, and all's well as far as that is concerned. Obviously, lost a lot of money in the process with legal fees and whatnot, but from what I understand is he's done with that. But maybe some news came out over the last night and that's something different. So curious is your take. And then not sure if you're a Texans fan or if you just follow the Texans or talk about the Texans. Just curious as to how they're looking this year. Quarterback situation, wide receivers. They got two really good wide receivers and maybe a third with Braxton Miller. So curious as to what your take is on that. And great show. Keep up the good work.
All right, guys, let's get into the Wednesday headlines here. What you just heard was the Sportspreneur, and he is 100% right. The Gary Aaron Connolly case has been dismissed by the grand jury. It looks like I was a couple days behind on that one, so my bad, and thank you so much for correcting me there. But yeah, the Cleveland police found that he was not guilty after examining all the evidence, so it looks like life is going back to normal for that guy, and it does suck. It looks like he lost a lot of money for just someone who's trying to take advantage of him, so always happens to pro athletes, and you know, you got to be careful. So if anyone out there is in college, be careful who you're hanging out with, man. Going forward, yes, and as far as Texans, we are absolutely Texan fans. We are here in Houston, Texas. We try to save our Texans talk for Tuesday because we know not everyone loves the Texans as much as we do. So we're going to get back to normal football today. We're talking about the CTE study. So if you are read up on this, we'd love to get your call in and discussions on this going. It's kind of a hot topic amongst a lot of football fans and players. And but there is a quote coming out, going back to the Texans, there is a quote coming out of the Texans camp that's getting a lot of press, and it's having to do with Deshaun Watson and the QB situation. Bill O'Brien, when asked, he just kind of said, you know, Deshaun Watson is the furthest along rookie I've ever seen. So getting a lot of love from the coach, and that's not, you know, Bill O'Brien doesn't really do that a lot unless it's true. So that makes me feel really good as a Houston Texans fan. I think me and Knapp are just, you know, we have been saying the whole time we want Savage to get the nod. Just because we're keeping expectations low, I think, you know, and so there's a lot of love. Even John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, his Twitter, he has a tweet here that I thought was interesting. Quote, I covered Warren Moon from day one for 10 years. At his third practice, Watson reminds me of Moon in his first camp in 1984. So smooth. So it looks like he has all the physical tools, and I'm not worried about the physical tools. I'm worried about the mental aspect because this offense gets a lot of flack for being overcomplicated. And, you know, maybe why a lot of quarterbacks can't succeed in it. So it's, you know, maybe they'll dumb it down probably for a rookie. But we'll see. I'm really excited. So lots of love coming out for Deshaun Watson. And it's a message to Tom Savage that there's a fire under your ass. And it's a message to Deshaun Watson that you've got a shot and you can go take it. So super interesting. There is indeed a QB battle, even though they will deny that with all their breath. Going forward, what else? We got the Connolly case, Texans. Had another retirement, veteran Ryan Clady. He spent most of his career with the Denver Broncos. He spent last year with the New York Jets. Left tackle, he has retired. He was not with the team this season. And so he was still receiving interest from other teams, but he decided to hang it up. And this comes a couple days after another retirement in Jacksonville. So we're getting a lot of retirements, and this isn't uncommon in going into training camp, but it does seem like a lot is given the whole CTE study. So we will go into that next here. So again, if you are well read up on that and you're passionate about that, it's a heated topic. But you know, we'll talk about it just as fans and what we know.
We need to talk about the CTE report.
Oh shit, I don't know much on it.
That's okay. Well,
but I will fucking look it up.
That's okay, because people will want to call in and educate us.
Oh yeah. You're right, you're
so
right.
So we're just dudes reacting.
All right, let's just say something smart.
What the fuck is happening? So you can watch your
favorite. I feel that.
I hate NFL.com for the fact that they autoplay their video ads. That's a great segue, because I announced earlier, or really by the time we air this, probably yesterday, that Ninkovich is retiring, 11 seasons, and someone sent a message in. What was it? The Big Fat Future, I think it is. Y'all check them out, The Big Fat Future. Great
Big
station.
Big Fat Future?
The Big Fat Future. Let me double check this. Yep, The Big Fat Future. He commented on our segment, and he said, rumors are in New England that Rodgers, he was shook by this whole CTE research. The big CTE research study that came out, we should really pull it up because we are not educated to this, and I did not do reading up on this as I professionally should. We're just spitting here. But from what I heard, right, it's over an alarming amount, like 99% of studies of those players' brains that were donated to science to study for CTE, they all had it. So it's just like a big nail in the coffin. Yes, football playing long term does give you brain damage. CTE leading to Seau, right?
Yeah.
Committed suicide, CTE. I think they determined he did, in fact, have CTE.
Do you know?
I know they did.
Okay, next example. So you're saying this is stemming from a report that 90% of these people who donated their brain for study came up with CTE as former professional athletes?
I played it on the air. Another station here, like the science station, they had a really great segment I played it on, so maybe you heard it before. I don't know if I saved it down to an episode or I can. Maybe it's still available. Let's try to find it.
100 out of 111 brains, 110 had the disease. The degenerative disease.
Yeah, it's like,
what in the fuck? Oh shit. AKA 99%.
Yeah, right? It's like 99%. Okay, there's probably like,
that's not funny.
Listeners before, apologize. Like, these guys are stupid. It's like,
you know, I didn't even know what CTE is still for. So for those that don't know, chronic traumatic that's
a big one.
Encephalopathy.
So, you know, we played high school football. Should high school football players be worried? I think it's like long term. I think you can.
Yeah, you'll be getting it for a while.
But like, especially these days, they're better. They're at least trying. I mean,
it's high school. It's different speed, different impact, different physics. Now you think about add 40 pounds muscle mass, or in some people's D-line linebackers cases, 100, 120 more pounds of solid muscle going twice as fast. You already know. It's how people get pregnant when you think about it. Except on the football field.
But even now, like, I mean, they're more precautious with, like, how they're hitting and stuff. Or, like, I guess when they hit, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Like,
oh, yeah, that heads-up football bullshit.
Right,
hit clean. Fuck that, though, man. When it's in the league, you're going to go for the knees if that motherfucker's twice your weight. Nah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, I think earlier if you played football, like, in high school, you did Oklahoma drill all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, when we do that shit all the time.
Yes, sir.
Sucked. It really sucked. I remember getting, like, rocked. I got rocked many times.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you go up against?
Oh, dude, I remember.
I was on
the scout team, right? And, like, this is a good memory. I went against Gerard. They ran heavy. And they were like, Gavin, can you get in there? I mean, they were like, Beans, get in there. And so I was like, Coach, I'm very undersized because this guy, he was huge. In fact, he's been with some NFL training camp teams.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Played professionally these days. So he was big back then. Went to Iowa State. And they ran heavy where he was typically a defensive lineman. What the hell did he play? Tackle? Nose?
Yeah. Three technique.
But they ran this heavy set where he was like the fullback or the blocking fullback for a running back. For goal line situation, we were on scout team, and they showed me my position on the card. I was like, "Hey, man, that didn't look right." And they're like, "Just do it." And so I tried to fill the hole, obviously, and he launched me. He rocked me good, rocked me, dude. Yeah, people loved it. People fucking loved it,
dude. Let's circle back around to this CTE.
Yeah, so CTE is real. CTE is real.
To take a darker path, we all know what happened with Junior Seau, right? Let's just skip over that. If y'all remember, December 1st, 2012, there was a Kansas City Chiefs linebacker, Javon Belker. Do you remember what this clown did? And I call him a clown, but now that I read about this disease, I take it back. I was young back then. Happened in 2012. So only, 5 years ago? Do you remember what happened?
Nope.
How does it link to the Texans real quick, if I can drop a homer? Romeo Crennel was the head coach. This guy drove up.
That's right.
Killed his girlfriend. Oh. Drove to Arrowhead Stadium. Killed himself in front of the GM and head coach Romeo Crennel at the time.
What position did he play?
Linebacker, Javon Belker.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Anyways, a year later, on behalf of the minor daughter, lawyer came in, obviously, sued for some money, basically said wrongful death, sued the Chiefs, said that they had ignored warning signs of CTE, possibly leading to this suicide. So that's what the lawyer said. Ended up winning, getting money. How? What? Well, the lawyer hired a medical examiner to examine the linebacker's brain for signs of CTE. You already know. September 29, 2014, it was confirmed. Suffered from CTE.
This is like real. Ooh, dude, this is...
That's insane, man.
This is so real.
That's a little goosebumps right there.
That sounds stupid to me to say.
Man, here's one a little more low-key. Beans, you asked earlier about high school ball. We going throwback Thursday, talking about the glory days. In October, this was 7 years ago, man. 17-year-old kid died hours after high school homecoming football game. He just took a hit. It'd be the final straw of, I guess, a series of concussions. Like, the kid just died on the spot. CTE is what they diagnosed him with.
What's Young, that?
Youngest reported to date.
Of CTE?
CTE, yeah. Youngest reported to date. 17-year-old. July 2011, the Colts tight end died after pretty much the same thing. God damn, this is some pretty sad shit. And then, of course, they go into Junior Seau.
Wow.
That was a suicide.
What's the source of this?
Man, looking at the brain.
No.
The source of what?
Like, what source are you on? Like,
I'm on Wikipedia, my nigga.
Damn it, Troy.
I mean, shit, if you want to hop into another topic, I know a couple of these other people, WWE fans in the house. CTE was found in who? Chris Benoit. You remember homeboy Chris Benoit?
In related article, Aaron Hernandez's brain will be examined for CTE.
Oh, that's good. Let's find out. Let's find out if CTE has links to wanting to kill people for spilling drinks on them.
It just sounds like a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah, man, Aaron Hernandez, fuck that guy, man. Hey, somebody spilled a drink on him at the club. He was upset, man. He chased people down because of that. That's not the story. That's, like, fact.
That's crazy.
I mean, I guess you're a baller, man. I stepped on
some people's shoes before.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they were pissed.
Yeah.
They were pissed.
I mean, what if you did that? What if you did that to Aaron Hernandez's Air Force Ones? Just scuffed them up, the white on whites.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
That's scary to think about.
That's crazy.
One time I stepped on a guy's shoes and I was pretty scared. I was like, whoa, this guy's like ready to fight me, dude. I stepped on his white shoes and I understand that fucking they look great, but it was an accident. It was my bad, dude.
Man,
I'm so careful these days to step on people's shoes because of that incident. Thank you, sir.
For teaching me not to watch my steps.
Watch my steps like it's some new kicks. Like, if you saved up your money and you wanted to spend $200, $400 on some shoes, I can understand if I kicked on them. You'd be upset.
All right, so now part two. I just called in. Now I'm going to hit you up with a part two real quick. And you guys are talking about CTE, major topic of discussion in football. It's so crazy because we just interviewed Spencer Smith from Triple H Tackling Academy on a podcast. So the podcast is not live yet. Look for it. I think it's me next Monday. I'll let everybody know when that goes live. But we talk a lot about, you know, head injuries, CTE, and the actual, if you are tackling correctly, playing linebacker safety or just the defensive side of the ball, you know, how you can avoid having issues with head injuries if you're doing it correctly. It's a violent game. It's a physical game. However, if done correctly, in the right way, you can avoid a lot of those things. So I definitely think there's a lot of room for someone like Spencer Smith at the Triple H Tackling Academy to make moves in football because of, you know, all the discussion that's going around about CTE and head injuries. The media just loves to talk about that stuff. So anyway, keep up.
Balls deep. This is Dr. C. Heavy stuff today on the CTE segment, but it's real, so I appreciate you guys talking about it and bringing it to the attention of your many listeners. I just had a few thoughts about it. I mean, at this point, it's pretty clear that playing professional football basically ruins your head at some point in your life. So isn't this very similar to like watching gladiators back in the day? Or in Mexico, they had this like crazy ball game that whoever won, the entire team actually got slaughtered. So, I mean, we think we're like so much better than like all these old civilizations, but it's just funny how it all comes back and we're doing the exact same thing. But my question to you guys is, are you going to be continue to watch football? What can you even do about this? I know I am. So would appreciate your take on it, and I'll talk to you guys later. See you.
What's going on, Dr. C? Appreciate the call in. Thanks for listening to the segment today, or the segments, I should say. Yeah, it is a real issue, and it's something that has been going on for years, but I think this study just, like I said, puts the nail in the coffin. And for many people, I have heard that they said they will stop watching because of the whole CTE thing. I myself will keep watching it as a fan. You know, I've grown up on football. You know, we're down here in Texas. It's almost a way of life. But of course, I don't want anyone to lose their life over it. So it is a conflicting thing. You know, you brought up a great point. If we're going backwards in time to the whole gladiator example, but I'll do you one better. I think this happens in sports all the time. You know, if you go to a NASCAR race, aren't all those drivers subjected to death if they get in a car wreck? I know we've had deaths. If you go to a baseball game, I know there's been instances where a fly ball has hit people. I don't know if there's been deaths because of it, but I know there's been serious injuries from it. I'd have to look them up from a computer at the moment. And I think there's dangers in all sports. And, you know, I do know that they're trying to mitigate those risks. But at the end of the day, like Nap said, even with the heads-up football program, there's still going to be risk. All you can do is minimize them and do your best. But I would love to hear everyone else's take on this. Do you watch the NFL still? I mean, if you're listening to this channel, I imagine you do watch the NFL. But how does it make you feel with this information out there? Are you going to continue being a fan? Do you think the NFL is going to be around in the future? Love to get your call and think about this. I just want to tag on some second thoughts here. You know, the one thing I would like to see changed, I would like to see the NFL get in front of this thing and admit that it's a problem. I think they're doing too much of the, oh no, this isn't real. But, you know, if they just got in front of the problem and said, hey, this is a problem, well, we're going to do our best to mitigate it. You know, I think that would go a long way with the fans and the players, but to act like this is a make-believe thing, like Republicans think about global warming, you know, it's kind of bullshit to me. So I would like to see the NFL get in front of it and take greater care of their players. I know they have the money and the resources to do so. So that's the big thing I would like to see change as a fan. So just want to throw that out there.
Balls deep, nappy nap, beans, what's going on? Will, what's up? Look, I stay in my lane. I do basketball, but I called Phil over there at the What You Feel podcast. I'm calling everybody who talks football because I talk basketball, and y'all need to help me out. Colin Kaepernick, why isn't his brother on a team? Please, I'm following. Trust me, I'm reading everything. I don't understand. We have people who have set worse precedents than him. We've got people who have been convicted of murder. We got people who beat their wives. We got rapists. We got people who talk way out of pocket. And this man is getting blackballed out of the league. Now, I really need some clarification. I need somebody to really break this down for me, because I'm just at a loss for words right now. And with every day that passes by, that he's getting passed up on teams that could use a backup quarterback, I'm getting more and more frustrated. And I don't really know how to say about it. I don't know what to comment on it anymore, other than it's just racism and BS. Please, somebody's got to enlighten me to this situation.
What's going on, Rob, over at the Don't Flop podcast? Appreciate the call, man. That is an awesome question. I think we've all thought Colin Kaepernick would have signed with the team by now. I mentioned a couple of days ago that the Ravens had discussions with him, possibly bring him in. From what I'm hearing, and I'm not in front of a computer right now, so someone please double check me on this. I'm hearing that a lot of the owners are stopping discussions and about coming onto the team. So basically the coaches talk about it, then owners are like, no, they kind of cut the deal. They don't want a player like that on the team. And you, and a player like that, what does that really mean? All the guy did was really do silent protesting. And I'll be honest, I was probably in the camp that really didn't like it, because to me, it was a guy with all this money and he's taking a knee, and I thought, hey, you should do something. Then later I found out he was doing things. He did start to do things with his resources, not just taking a knee. So that, I completely changed my tune, and that was my only beef with it. So I really don't mind him taking a knee and standing up for a cause that he believes in, and a cause that probably needs to be spoken about more. You mentioned racism, and I don't doubt that, because most of these teams are being controlled by rich old white men, and that's just a damn shame, because like you said, there are murderers, there are rapists that are playing in this league. And the thing is, I personally think That's okay because it's swept underneath the rug. You don't hear about it a lot unless you're plugged into the NFL, but an average fan will be watching the NFL and the camera will always go to Colin Kaepernick if they are taking a knee or if they're raising a fist. So it becomes something that the owners and the managers have to answer to in interviews, and they just don't want that. They don't mind if they don't have to talk about it, but as soon as you make them talk about it, I think that's where they have the problem. So that's just my two cents. I would love to get everyone else's sense on this. Nap, if you're listening, call in. Tell us what you think too. What's going on, everybody? I just wanted to get on here and announce some breaking news, and no pun intended, but it looks like Will Fuller is going to be out for quite a long time with a broken collarbone he just received from training camp. Not a lot of news on how severe the break is, but collarbone breaks are always nasty. They take a while to heal, and then you always risk breaking it again. I know Tony Romo famously broke two collarbones. He broke the collarbone twice, and then Matt Leinart broke his collarbone, and once he did that, he easily broke it again when he was with the Houston Texans. So this is actually pretty big news for a Houston Texans fan and anyone trying to target him in fantasy football. Knapp and I were really expecting him to jump up and make a better leap in year two. But yeah, unfortunately, we will move on, and we will have to put our attention into Braxton Miller. So, yeah.
What up, Balls Deep listeners? It's your boy Nappy Nap, trying to close out this Wonder Woman Wednesday. Being sticky throughout the day, CTE talk. I wanted to piggyback off his response to Rob. Don't flop. Y'all make sure y'all show some love to Don't Flop. Call in. And if you don't, then you nothing but a flopper. And we don't fuck with floppers. The response to Kaepernick. Rob's still upset he ain't getting signed. Racism. What is it? Can he play? What is it? I think it's both. Let's keep it short and sweet. Politically, emotionally, physically. We'll start that off backwards. Here we go. Physically, I don't think Cap's top 32. I believe he should hold a clipboard somewhere. He's top 64 quarterbacks in the league, but he's not top 32, man. I'd rather go with the young 22, 21-year-old raw Cap than what Cap's got. We already know what Cap's got. The ceiling has been reached. We saw it a couple years ago during that perfect storm with him and Harbaugh reaching the Super Bowl. Anyways, emotionally, what's October in the NFL? We already know it's breast cancer awareness. Everybody's donned out in the pink, looking great. November, we're starting to get accustomed to that salute to service November. You even look at clothing brands, Under Armour. They got the Wounded Warrior Project. All these emotions, respect, duly deserved. You know, acknowledgement of those that have served to protect our freedom. You know, it's just wild how many different layers Kaepernick touched when he kneeled, you know what I'm saying? And emotionally, that side of it, the NFL is too invested in the league brand to protect or to, you know, back up one player, I guess. And obviously, good segue into the politics of it. I didn't really have much on this, more of a personal, well, not personal, but more of a homer deal. The Texans, you know, Bob McNair, he brings in the ex-president sometimes, the NRG, notably George Bush. You know, how is this man going to explain to Bush? Oh, yeah, we got the That's the guy that kneeled down and didn't acknowledge the pledge. Oh, yeah, that's him. Yeah, every game last year. Yeah. No. Didn't stand up once. You know, how is he going to tell the president that? You know, you got to think on things along, I guess, those types of perspectives. Is it right? Obviously not. You know, do you have a problem with it? No. Do I? No. I'm sure none of us new cats, millennial cats, have a problem with it. But if the old man is unhappy, if those with the money ain't happy, you already know something's gonna happen. The shift is gonna happen. But most importantly, I know Kaepernick's gonna keep doing what he's doing off the field, and that'll be more important than any other snap he takes. That's my two cents. Holla at your boy.